So let's start off with the second. So you'll be kicking off events, and that's here at the gym and pool with a barbecue and kind of remembering Ken and Sue Slavin, right?
Yes, yeah. Role. So Barry Morrison has so graciously wanted to give a memorial barbecue for his grandparents and puts on a hot dog and hamburger. They give chips and water, and then on our side, we'll have the whole facility open. We'll have bounce castles, open swim time. We'll also be serving cake and punch in the lobby, and it's also in a way to celebrate that this end of the facility, the pool end, it's their annual. So we just celebrated early because it was dedicated in August, so we're just celebrating a little early and have a great time. Let everyone come in and enjoy the facility.
Okay, great.
Family fun event.
So the run's on the 3rd, okay. So that's a traditional freedom run, and same
instead
course.
Of doing it on the 4th, we're going to do it on the 3rd to even everything out a little bit more. It'll be the traditional course. We're going to end up starting downtown next to the parking lot that is Hammer and Weekon's parking lot, and we're going to start there and go the loop.
Great.
So they'll come back down.
Sign up online or in person that day, that morning?
Correct. So you can sign up online at petersburgrec.com. If you have an account, you can call our office. You can come in and register, or we'll have same-day sign-ups. It does behoove you to sign up early because there is a $5 extra charge for the same-day registration.
Okay. So tell me about stuff on the 4th. What does that look like for you? It's a jam-packed schedule, it looks like.
It does. We will start with the parade, was usually what we start with. Is the lineup is at 10:45, then 11 a.m. it'll start, go through town, and then after that we'll go to the money pile, and KFSK will be next to us there, and then after that go to the Main Street games at 1, starting with the kids games, adult games, and then we will have a quick break, run over to the harbor in Middle Harbor, and set up for the Middle Harbor games.
So. All the favorites, log rolling, blindfold, rowboat races, and everything. Right?
Yes, and the herring toss. We're actually going to save the herring toss to the end this year to help facilitate less sea lion activity.
Oh,
so
that's smart.
We're not baiting the sea lions to come in while people are rolling off logs. So we thought we'd try it a little different this year.
Where's the danger in that? Okay. So great, and those things are all, you can show up and sign up right there.
Correct, it's okay. Same day events, just come in, sign up. We strongly ask people to come sign up for the adult games because you need teams. We've got the tandem trike race, which we need people to sign up in twos, and the 2x6 stomp. That way we have people, teams ready to go, and it doesn't take long time. Otherwise, if you don't sign up, it's harder to, come on, everybody, get a team of four. So if you have that team out there and you want to get up on those extra toughs, come and tell us. You can even call us beforehand if people want to call us. That's fine. We can write names down. But day of, during the kids' events, please come down and start signing up for that.
Stephanie, any other things you want to highlight about Parks and Rec side of things for the 4th?
No, I think everything is just about going to be the same. We're having everybody, if they want to, go ahead and sign up and register their parade. They can. Certainly don't have to, but just be ready and be ready to have some fun. Bring hopefully some sunscreen. We're praying for nice weather, so everything should run pretty smoothly, pretty much the same as every year. I think we're going to just nail it.
And it's kind of a historical theme, a Rewind America this year.
Rewind America. You can think back to maybe a really cool decade in the past, like the Roaring Twenties or things like that, that, you know, brought really our whole way of life to where it is today. And, yeah, it'll be really fun.
I don't know. I still want to see somebody with those old wigs on from, you know, when they signed the Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely.
That might be pretty awesome. Yep. Might be a little warm.
Yeah.